Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Hello and welcome to the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. We're back. We're not going to do a big old basketball preview.
I just remember those shoes you just put on the air. I'm not even joking.
What?
Those shoes I was trying to think of.
Oh.
I just remembered them.
All right, we're getting underway with the show here. We're going to have a couple of softball players, a couple of sisters. We're going to have NCAA baseball as well, and I'll have some women's golf too. Sounds like the golfer might be here early. But before we get to all that, we have the one, the only sports information director at the college. His name is Mike Prang. It's time for our weekly recap. We'll start on the Diamond Baseball. How about that? A 4-0 week for them. I'd say a bounce back in a big way for those guys.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that series against Alma was a little bit of a wake-up call a couple weekends ago, and I'm pretty sure Coach Rainey probably got on the guys, and then they bounced back with a 6-0 shutout over Albion to take game one of that series, and then a big series sweep against Calvin, scoring 10 or more runs in all three of those games. So overall, a great effort, and teams ranked pretty high in the MPI, which is great. Obviously, still early for that, and a new set of D3Baseball.com rankings come out tomorrow.
Ooh, we'll see. Were 25 this past week, right?
25th going into the week, yeah.
Okay. Softball, well, they went to Trine, and they got one of the nation's best, and they put it to the Bulldogs. I don't think there's a better way to put it. Lopsided scores on both games, and if there's one good thing, it's still early in the season, and they have time to stack wins. But that's a team that they've seen in the postseason the last couple of years. So they'll look to bolster some things up before they hopefully play Trine again.
Yeah, and I mean, that probably is their wake-up call, obviously. I mean, their first conference series, they start 0-2 in conference, and you'll talk to two of the girls here in a minute. But, yeah, I mean, Trine's number two team in the country for a reason. They're the reigning national champions for a reason. They're a solid team, and obviously the ultimate goal of Adrian softball was to defeat Trine. Mm-hmm. We did it last year in the conference tournament, but then they came back and double-dipped us in the championship, unfortunately. But, so just overall rough weekend for them. But, hopefully some learning experiences going forward for the MIAA season.
Yeah, a young team in spots,
yes.
Right, for the Bulldogs,
yes.
This year on the softball side. And, look, they'll tell you that's not an excuse. They have a young lady on the Player of the Year watch list.
Yeah,
so
Taylor Gearhart's batting about 580, which is unheard of.
It's insane. All right, women's lacrosse. They took care of Kalamazoo, and then a tough one against Hope that they lost by one, but a 9-goal win over KZoo, and battled with Hope again. That just keeps this team on the MIAA radar, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that shows that, Amanda Asher, head coach, has done a great job really turning this team around. And, Hope's been the team that's been winning the conference. And what that game showed was, it was 3-3 after the first. It was 6-6 at halftime. It was 9-9 going in the fourth. And I think Hope scored the game-winning goal with, a minute left in the game. So you look at that and you look at the scores around the conference, you just watched what's going to be a rematch of the MIAA championship. So, we still got work to do. We still have Calvin on the schedule, and St. Mary's on the schedule, and Alma, and so on and so forth. But that was a big game for us. And even though we didn't get one in the win column, it definitely proved to the girls on the field that we are a top competitive team in this conference.
And another shout-out to the indoor facility, right? Didn't they play that game indoors?
Yeah. I think, the rain held off a little bit where we could have played outdoors, but we were all set up to play inside. And people that were in town and Adrian on Saturday probably thought the men should have played indoors, as that first half was playing in a monsoon, as Coach Hutzel said.
But, okay.
Taking advantage of that great indoor facility for us and playing another game in there has just been it's been a huge asset to Adrian College.
And Prang, you mentioned the men's lacrosse team. My gosh, talk about back-to-back heartbreak, a double overtime loss to KZoo, and then 7-5 loss against Trine on senior day. You don't see that score a lot in lacrosse. So you mentioned the weather. Was that the weather game?
Yes, it was. Yeah. And I said to Coach Wetzel, I think, you know, in my 7 years watching Adrian lacrosse here, that's probably the lowest scoring game I have seen. And it shows that our defense is really good. Trine's defense has always been really good. And, yeah, I mean, just a tough one that unfortunately didn't go our way. It was senior day for those guys. And but, yeah, I mean, the weather probably played a little bit of a factor into it. I mean, we were struggling to see from the press box down on the field.
Oof.
And at some points, yeah, even though we have a turf field, it was so bad we had standing water on the field. So,
wow.
But for those guys to still battle and compete and play a clean game was remarkable. And yeah, that tough one on the road at KZU, double overtime. And I mean, it shows that team fights, and if they fights hard for Coach Wetzel, and they know the goal of getting to the MIAA tournament and making a run there. So rough start to the conference season, but we got Alma on Wednesday night and hoping to bounce back and hit the ground running hard.
Talking Adrian College Athletics with their sports information director Mike Prang ahead of our Westwood One coverage of the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. That'll begin right at 8 when this show is done, so don't go anywhere. We'll have it for you. If you're not listening on the cave, come out to Frickers to watch the game, Michigan-UConn. I pull in an hour or so ago, and I'm like, why are there so many people here? Oh, they're getting their seat for the game tonight. So Frickers is the place to be if you're not listening on the cave, as I like to say. Club volleyball. They went to nationals, national tournament. Did pretty well.
Yeah.
Did pretty well.
It's their first time down at the national tournament, second year for our club volleyball team. And, you know, they kind of break it up with a pool play, kind of determine seeding where you go next. And then it looked like there was something they called challenge play, where they kind of grouped all the teams that were relatively similar out of pool play, and then they put you into a bracket. So we got put into the bronze bracket. We picked up a good quarterfinal win and advanced to the semis, and unfortunately dropped that semifinal match. But overall, for a team competing at nationals for the first time, that was a good first showing. And you know, the national championship next year is in Georgia, and the girls are already excited to go back. So.
Nice. What's the, if you don't mind me asking, or if you know, what's the qualifier for that?
I don't know, actually, at the top of my
head.
Okay,
all right.
But there
we'll
were
get that for next year.
Tons of teams there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
There was all different divisions. We played in women's Division II AA, so multiple divisions. It's kind of similar to like how rugby. But there was rugby D1 and D1 AA and D3 and so on and so forth. So multiple divisions. I want to say the event center they were playing at was running like 65 courts between men's and women's club volleyball.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That just shows the competition that
yes.
It's, you know, not just Adrian. Like, why does Adrian have a club volleyball team? That's it. Well, hundreds of other schools do.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon.
And we were playing teams from all over the country.
Very cool. Speaking of nationals, cheer and dance. They're getting ready for nationals, but before that, looks like they get to showcase their talents.
Yeah, we hosted a home cheer and dance showcase last Wednesday. We had a bunch of youth teams kind of join us and be able to kind of show off to their family and friends. So it was overall a great event at Adrian College. Yeah, and it was kind of one competition that our girls were able to compete in front of some fans before they head down to Daytona Beach for nationals. So both cheer and dance start this weekend at their national tournament down there. And I'm a little jealous I don't get to go to Daytona Beach with them.
It wasn't in the budget?
No, I don't think so. Maybe Coach Rainey can take some out of that slush fund we always talk about.
Yeah. So the cheer and dance, again, need some clarification for the listener. One of these competitive programs was new this year.
Yes, cheerleading was.
Competitive cheer.
Yes.
So they've had competitive dance.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then they have, I'll just say non-competitive.
It's
like sideline.
Sideline.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. So our cheer team before used to just kind of compete at, or I'll say compete, but would be on the sidelines at football games and some basketball games, all that kind of stuff. And then they put together a routine for halftime to
sure.
to showcase themselves, and same with the dance team. But now we've added competitive cheer because there's a lot of girls coming out of high school that don't just always want to stand on a sideline. They want to be able to compete and win something. So we made the decision to add competitive cheer, and our team has grown significantly, and yeah, they got a national championship for it, and we're headed down to it.
All right. Things on tap. Well, why didn't you put this in here? Football dropping their schedule. Oh. The other day,
he had some stuff going on,
but football drops their 2026 schedule. Notable, obviously, all the conference games, some repeats in terms of, well, why we're going to Alma for the second year in a row. Mm-hmm. I think we're there's another one that's like that.
We're hosting Trine for the second.
Hosting Trine, yep, that's the other one.
Yep.
And then you look at the non-conference. It's a return home and home to Teal College out of Pennsylvania. Go to Cincinnati to play Mount St. Joseph. That's been a team that's been competitive with the MIAA when we do that crossover. And then Ohio Northern, I'm starting to date myself here, but I was there when we played them in 2018, and that was a really good team back then, and I imagine they're still in that same window.
Yeah, definitely. And that's going to be a big home opener for us, week one. And then, like you said, we go on the road three games in a row. And obviously we handled Teal very well, but, you know, they're going to be a different team next year, and we're going to be a different team next year. So we still got work to do. We go on the road to their place. And then, yeah, the MIAA versus HCAC crossover is the one thing that's nice about that is they keep the teams that are similar in the standings competitive against each other, so there's not many blowouts. So, our matchup, we drew Mount St. Joseph and on the road, so that's always going to be a big one. And then, yeah, like you said, hit Alma on the road for start of MIAA play.
How about a good test for the league?
Yeah,
that's kind of like the softball team. You know, all right, here you go. Good luck.
Let's take the mentality where you start 1-0, you win the MIAA. How about that?
Hey, we'll take that. We'll see how it goes. I know a lot of folks can't wait till the first weekend in September for that Bulldogs to showcase and see what they can do. I mean, you got to replace middle linebacker on defense, two corners, starting corners, obviously your record-setting quarterback, your record-setting center. So there's some holes to fill, but there's a lot to look forward to coming back for this Bulldog football team. But those are three big positions that I'm sure they've spent some time this spring looking at.
Yeah, definitely. And for NCAA reasons, I can't go too much into recruiting, nor have I been recruiting with Coach Paulo, so I don't know too much
exactly,
about what's coming
right
in. But, I mean, you've seen he's turned it around in 2 years. So whoever he's got coming in, whether it's a transfer or a freshman, you know they're here to play our style of football, and they're going to be very competitive and replace those guys that have left due to graduation and stuff. So.
That's right. Okay, well, we have softball next, baseball on deck, and in the hole is women's golf. Use a baseball term to tell us what we're doing. We have a couple of Clarks set to join me next as Prang fights with his headset. We'll be right back. We're at Frickers in Adrian. It's the ACL Access Show. Your host, Ian Wendt, our engineer, Josh Mitchell, right here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Saturday, experience Bulldog baseball or tennis, both starting at 1 p.m., or women's lacrosse at 4. Sunday, catch club softball starting at 11, or D1 club baseball starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Saturday, experience Bulldog baseball or tennis, both starting at 1 p.m., or women's lacrosse at 4. Sunday, catch club softball starting at 11, or D1 club baseball starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
We welcome you back to the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5 The Cave. com. I'm your host, Ian Wendt, Josh Mitchell, our engineer. We have women's golf coming up in a little bit, NCAA baseball. We just talked to Mike Prang. We're getting ready for the Michigan basketball game. That's going to be aired on the Cave, 8 o'clock. Start time for Westwood One. It's coverage. Actually, I think they started at 7, but we're going to pick them up at 8. Stacy Mitchell talking off mic again, as she loves to do during the show. I said Josh Mitchell, our engineer. Let's talk some NCAA softball. We have a couple of sophomores from Indianapolis, Indiana. We have Avery and Kendra Clark. Thanks to both of you for being on.
Thank you for having us.
What's the relation?
We're twins.
Twins?
Yeah.
Makes sense that you both come to the same school, right?
Yeah, we actually didn't start. I didn't start here. I transferred in halfway through my freshman year.
You talk her into it, Kendra?
Well, basically, so. Yeah.
Parents were sick of the travel.
Well, yeah, and then, like, we had always spent every waking moment together, so it was definitely a change to be apart for a semester, so we called all the time, and then, like, I was always kind of in your ear, like, hey, like, because we were going to need a bullpen pitcher, like, someone to come in relief. I was like, hey, we need you, and then it just so happened that, like, her old school wasn't the right fit, and then I talked to Coach Fox, and now we're back together.
And there you go. Inseparable, right?
Yep.
Avery, so then where did your college career start?
Huntington University. It's an NAIA at in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Oh, that's not incredibly far. I guess from here, is that like kind of in between then?
Yeah.
Us and Indy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then not too bad to make the trip up to Adrian, too.
Yeah.
Could you talk to me about maybe prior to Adrian, your softball time, did you have to be on the same team? Like, even in, like youth stuff, was it like, okay, we're going to take one sister, we have to take the other? Avery, we'll go to you.
Yeah. Well, our parents were always big on us, like, if we were both going to play softball, both being on the same team, because it kind of helped them not have to be in two different places all the time.
Logistics, yeah.
And we always, like, since we were little, we're really into softball. Our parents both played basketball, so they tried to get us to do that. But it was all softball for us, and it was just easier for us to be on the same team. And I don't really think it would have been right for us to be on different teams. Like, I think I would have hated it to play against her or, like, not with her all the time.
Sure.
So.
And Avery, I will say, I was the guy between the stands and the dugout.
Mm-hmm.
Calling the first three innings of that Ohio Northern game. I think you could have played basketball.
Oh.
You're not the shortest one out there.
No.
You would have had to figure it out, though. It's a little different than a pitching motion.
Yeah. Well, like, I played basketball all throughout high school. It just, like, it wasn't my favorite thing. So softball is definitely my favorite.
Kendra, so you went to Adrian right away, mm-hmm. right? That was
yes.
your choice out of high school. What brought you really, what was, like, one or two things that you liked about the Bulldogs?
I was really big on playing for a female coach, and coming on campus, obviously being 4 hours away from home, like, I knew I was really gonna have to like where I chose. And coming on campus, I would say campus itself is so beautiful and so just welcoming, and then the environment of the softball team and the coaches. I did do an overnight, and everyone was just so welcoming, and like, you truly won't find a better group of girls than what I've found here, and I'm so grateful to have chosen Adrian College.
Well, if the school's listening, you could just write all that down. That was very well said. Could you talk, I mean, constant chatter in the dugout when you're at the plate or even in the field, that's not rehearsed, it's not forced, it's genuine. Avery, could you speak to that? You're a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a lot of that when the team is in the field, and you're doing the cheering when you're in the mm-hmm. dugout. Could you talk about that relationship between the ladies in the dugout and then on the field or at the plate?
Yeah. So I've always said, like, the things that we always talk about at practice, like me and the rest of our pitching staff, is we try to get the defense to understand, like, how important it is for them to, like, talk to me or, like, whoever is pitching, really, or, like, chattering while I'm pitching, because it, like, helps calm me down, and also, like, it helps me know that they have my back and stuff. And even, like, the people in the dugout, when, like, they're cheering, it just, like, helps me not think about everything else that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
In the dugout, we always play the best when we're being, like, stupid or we're just, like, goofing around. And, like, the other teams most of the time find us really annoying, but that's when we really succeed, is because everybody's just having, like, such a fun time. Like, if you see us, like, goofing around or being stupid, most of the time we're going to be winning because, like, we're all just so close with each other. Like, we can have fun and joke around while still being serious and getting the job done.
Kendra, could you piggyback on that a little bit? Folks not, you know, folks listening and can't see my cheat sheet, you play first base.
Yes.
So if you're in the dugout or whether you're at the plate.
I think that from a dugout standpoint, I agree with Avery that we feed off of each other's energy. Like, we are such a close team. Like, we are truly a group as a whole. And I think that our pitchers pitch better and our hitters hit better when we are just going loud, going crazy, being that annoying team that no one wants to play against, because we have that connection to be able to do so. And just playing with Avery since we were little, obviously, I know that she pitches better in a fun environment when we're being loud, when we're being obnoxious. Like, she truly feeds off of our happiness and craziness, which thus enhances her to throw the best she's ever played.
Avery, let's talk about your pitching a little bit. You were kind of that bullpen arm mm-hmm. if they needed you last year, and now, okay, two seniors gone, it's your turn to step up.
Yeah.
Could you talk about maybe the early part of the season? You guys are traveling for spring ball or things like that, playing down south. It's like, okay, it's my show now. Mm-hmm. Could you talk about maybe the difference between last year and this year?
Yeah. So last year, like, I did get quite a few innings out of the bullpen, but I didn't start very many games. So coming in this year, like, I kind of, we talked about my role, like, me and Coach Han and Coach Fox before, like, the season even started. But obviously, like, getting in and playing those games, it was a very big adjustment from coming out of the bullpen all the time to starting all of the games. And I struggled a little bit the first couple weeks of the season, just trying to, like, get into the groove and realize that, like, I gotta pick everything up. But it's been really helpful to have everybody else behind me, because, like, they always reinforce me that, like, they know that I have it. And also being kind of like the upperclassman, I guess, on the pitching staff. Like, there's two freshmen that we have on the staff that always come up to me and, like, ask me questions and, like, tell me that they look up to me. So that's kind of inspiring to kind of, like, play better, to then help them play better, I guess. Just trying to, like, try to make everybody successful at the same time. But it definitely was a bit of an adjustment coming into the season.
Kendra, you on the season, we got your numbers. You're batting 200, a couple of doubles, four RBIs. Not a ton of numbers yet.
Yeah.
But when you get those opportunities, try to make the most of them.
Mm-hmm.
Could you speak to just always being ready? Because you never know. Hey, someone tweaks something.
Yeah.
I got to go in. Or you need a pinch hit in some kind of situation.
Most of the time, I'll go in for Peyton, the other senior first baseman. And I think that just as a whole, like, I look up to her as a first baseman, because she really, like, when it's my turn to go in, she'll calm me down, sit there and talk to me, because she has so much belief in me as a, like, fellow first baseman, that I know that I can go in and do the job done, and that my team believes in me. And I just kind of, when I'm thrown in there, I just go in and just try to do a job. Like, I don't want to do anything special. I don't want to boost my numbers. I just want to go in and do something to help boost our team to that win, because at the end of the day, that's all I care about, is winning as a whole instead of trying to boost my numbers on a score sheet.
That's right. Talking with Avery and Kendra Clark with the NCAA softball team at Adrian College. Let's get to some games here. The team this year, Avery, you're 11-13 mm-hmm. overall. A couple of tough losses to the defending national champ Trine. Friday, doubleheader. I mean, you talk about a tough schedule, right? Mm-hmm. To you start your conference season with Trine. That can be good and that can be bad. Two tough losses, no better way to put it. How are you looking to bounce back? I mean, you play Wednesday, so that's good. You don't have many days in between.
We've been saying these past couple days that Trine is the hardest team in our conference, no doubt.
Yeah.
And it's kind of good that we start off with them to kind of like get it out of the way, but also like test what we need to work on, which I think it was showcased in those games what we need to work on. So and we've also been very big on we can't go back to the games. Like, yes, it sucks that we lost, but we can't go back and change what happened. So we have to go forward now and know that we can take second in the conference if we play like we know how to play. So just kind of trying to calm everything down and know that like we're all here for a reason and that we are good enough to compete in this conference.
Yeah, just get back to play them again.
Yes.
In the conference room. And hopefully you can jump up, grab the 2 seed like you're projected to, and see them late in the tournament. Kendra, kind of the same approach for you. Like, okay, took 2 on the chin. You play Alma. You get to come home and play a couple where it's an environment there at the softball field.
Yeah. I think we're just now looking forward and trying to take every game in the rest of the MIAA conference to put us there, because we put up so many hits against Trine, the defending champs. So being able to do that, then there shouldn't be anything else that stops us in the conference.
Yeah, well said. I want to go back, and I'm pretty sure Coach Fox isn't listening. But I want to give you 2 a chance to talk about her, because you talked about playing for a female coach. You talk about an intense coach, even when she's talking to me.
Yeah.
I can't imagine her at practice or on the field. But she's a winner. I mean, she hates losing, obviously, and she did a lot of winning at Trine, ironically. Kendra, could you talk about playing for Coach Fox and Coach Hannah, her assistant?
They are very hard on us as a whole, I will say. They expect so much out of us because we have proven ourselves during practice, during our games. We have shown what we can do, and they will kind of put their foots down when we're not performing to their standards and when we're goofing off during practice. But I will say they keep a good mixture between like harsh and fun, because they want to make sure that we're still enjoying our time on the field and during practice, and that we get the job done. So they will sit you down and kind of go through drills with you and show you what you need to get done, but also like making jokes with you and asking you about your day. Like, they're the 2 most personal people I've ever talked to. Like, they are so easy to go to with softball problems, life problems, school problems. Like, they are just 2 people who like anyone would be lucky to play for.
Avery, talking about coaches, if I remember talking to Coach Fox, right, Hannah coaches the pitchers?
Yes.
Right? So season 2 with her. I guess maybe talk about like what's it like during the week being a collegiate pitcher.
Yeah. So during the week, we normally have individuals with Coach Hannah. So it's just me, a catcher, and Coach Hannah twice a week, where we really break down everything. Like, if I'm struggling with like my curveball, like we'll go in and work on it. And then at practice, like we'll throw bullpens. Like a lot of preseason, we throw live to our own team, which helps because it helps me figure out what I need to work on as well as the hitters. She's always like in our ear, like helping us with what we need. And I think it helps that she was an college athlete at Trine, because she knows like our day-to-day schedules, like what stress we're gonna feel, like if we're like if we're sore and stuff. Like, she understands the day-to-day life as a college pitcher, so she really takes into consideration our opinions, but also like she knows what she's doing. So
one more for you, Avery. There can't be a pitcher without a catcher. Again, graduated, a lot of experience last season. Could you talk about who you're throwing the ball to this year?
Yeah, so right now I'm being partnered up with Madison Miller, a sophomore. She didn't get many innings last year, but we threw a lot in the bullpen. So we have a very strong connection with each other. We're really good friends, so I think that helps out on the field. And she kind of understands how I throw, and she is very good at like calming me down if things get overwhelming. Like, she does very well. Like, we're very good partners because like we feed off of each other very well.
I think I know the answer. pitch comm, pitch communication.
Yeah.
You don't have that, do you?
We have watches now. So, like...
Okay.
Yeah, so basically, like, Coach Hannah will be in the dugout. Like, she can hit, like, buttons on a tablet, and, like, the entire field has a watch that'll tell us, like...
So you do have those.
Yeah.
Did you have them last year?
No, they're new this year.
Okay, because at the game I was at, I could have sworn I saw Miller look to the dugout for calls.
Yeah.
Was it just not
they
working?
They were just not working,
okay,
no.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there we go. I'm wrong. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys got those.
They're really nice.
Yeah. Makes the game, like, in the field as well, I think, mm-hmm, it helps to know, all right, she's throwing a fastball away,
mm-hmm,
so if I'm the right fielder, I might get this ball.
Yeah.
If it's in the air.
Yeah.
So I think that can help the defense, yeah, too. Well, Avery, Kendra, I appreciate both of you coming on the show. Continued success with the softball program. Let's go back and get trying. Mm-hmm. But there's games to take care of before then.
Yep.
So best of luck Wednesday and moving forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Avery and Kendra Clark, sophomores from Indianapolis, Indiana, on the Adrian College Bulldogs softball team. A couple of baseball players to join me next. We got a local guy and one from Wisconsin. We'll talk about those two. Figure out who it is coming up next right here on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Saturday, experience Bulldog baseball or tennis, both starting at 1 p.m., or women's lacrosse at 4. Sunday, catch club softball starting at 11 or D1 club baseball starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Saturday, experience Bulldog baseball or tennis, both starting at 1 p.m., or women's lacrosse at 4. Sunday, catch club softball starting at 11 or D1 club baseball starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Saturday, experience Bulldog baseball or tennis, both starting at 1 p.m., or women's lacrosse at 4. Sunday, catch club softball starting at 11 or D1 club baseball starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
All right, we welcome you back out to Frickers of Adrian on South Main Street. They're hiring cooks. If you want a part-time job, a new career, this could be the place for you. Frickers in Adrian. Stop by and get an application. Don't forget their weekday lunch specials, their happy hour specials as well. There's signs all over this place. You got, $7.49 lunch combos. Can't beat it. good price, especially in these times. We just talked some NCAA softball. We're going to talk some women's golf later. This young lady got here at like 7:05 for her 7:40 interview.
Wow.
I know. Don't look at me like that. She's very prepared. That's why these golfers get those high GPAs, right? Baseball has pretty high GPAs too, right?
Yeah.
You both nod your head up and down.
For the most part.
Some of you do. Welcoming into the program, I said a local guy and a guy from Wisconsin. So we welcome in Brendan Willitson, a senior from Green Bay. Been a first baseman, a designated hitter. And then Ambrose Horwath with the pitching staff. Local guy, Hudson. Name I've probably butchered like six or seven times. As long as it's close,
yeah,
right? You're okay with it. Your dad's probably like, gosh, Ian, just get that name right. Is that close? It's
you're right.
Horwath,
yeah.
Right?
Horwath.
Horwath,
yeah,
so it's like an O, not an A.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if you spelled your name right,
right,
people would say it better. No, I'm just kidding. Making Hudson all upset. So we're talking Bulldog baseball, obviously. A good record this year, not dazzling. I think there are some losses that you feel should have been wins, and then some quite impressive wins to start the season. So we'll begin in the field and at the plate with Brendan, number one. I mean this in the best way possible. What the heck are you doing in Adrian, all the way from Green Bay, Wisconsin? How'd that track happen that took him over here?
I went to JUCO in Mount Pleasant, and I was just reaching out to a bunch of schools, and Adrian was probably one of the only schools in Michigan I actually reached out to, and I was pretty serious about coming here, and met Gunner and Skip, and that was that. So it was a pretty efficient visit, and saw what I wanted, and signed on.
I could see that being an efficient visit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Skip and his son, like, want to play ball here? I sure would like to coach. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And he already knows everything, right?
Yeah.
So you don't need to show him any highlights or anything. He's got all that figured out.
Yeah.
And would you say that decision, I'd say a pretty good one.
Yeah, I love it here. I love the standard that we play at. I love winning baseball games. So, yeah, it's been great. And, I mean, not to mention, obviously, I'm close with all my teammates and made some lifelong friends in the journey. But, yeah, it's been a good choice. I'm happy about it.
I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but I feel like you're playing quite a bit more this year than last year. I mean, last year you got in games that I called some pinch hit situations or pinch runner, things like that. So could you speak to how your senior year has been going?
Sure. Yeah, it's been great. I'm going to be real with you. I don't look at my own stats.
I didn't look at them either.
Yeah, good. So I have no idea how I'm doing. I'm assuming pretty well because I'm still playing. So
right.
Yeah, I think I'm doing okay, but yeah, it's a lot more fun playing regularly than it is to be pulled off the bench. But honestly, any opportunity you get, it has a lot of fun. So, this has been a good time.
Can't really complain. To crack this lineup, right?
Yeah, it's hard.
I mean, you talk about elite D3 ball players.
Yeah.
Like, you got to earn it. Mm-hmm. So if you're on the field, like, that's the standard.
Yeah.
Because Craig Skip doesn't. He won't hesitate. Like, all right, next guy.
Nope.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and I do have to ask, with you at first base,
yeah,
that puts another Lenawee County guy, Ambrose, Jake Burns, in the outfield.
Yeah.
Is that more of his natural spot, or do you know how that ended up happening?
Well, so the two of us were talking, actually.
Oh, really?
In the fall.
Okay.
And he prefers first, and I prefer the outfield, but I think the coaches seem to think I don't have the ability to play the outfield. And
a little slow? Is that what they're trying to say?
That's what they say. I don't know if I necessarily believe them. But so they said it was more of a natural fit at me at first. And if doing that, it opens up the lineup for guys like Chris to come in. And that the original idea was me to DH more than I played first. Have
okay.
Chris at first, Burns in the outfield, because Burns is obviously a naturally gifted athlete, so
right.
he fits that role very well, and Chris is a very talented first baseman, so and I love to DH. I get to hang out with my friends and then go hit when I want, so yeah, it's
sure.
Can't beat that, honestly. So.
And no offense to Easton Rogers, who was a left fielder, but maybe either one of you would be an upgrade defensively, right? A little quicker, would you say? You and Easton side by side. Who do you think's got the wheels?
He might get pissed about this one, but I think I might be a little quicker. But he has a better arm than I
okay.
do. So, Yeah.
He'll take that.
It
even
evens itself out.
Well, because you look at from last year's conference championship team, regional qualifier team, obviously, and who'd you lose off that team? And we're like, oh, man, Easton Rogers.
Yeah.
David Kedro behind the plate, and obviously Ryan Davis at third base. Those are
big
those
names.
Are the ones you're looking at. Like, oh, man, how are we going to? So just rotate that around.
Yeah.
Okay. Ambrose, do you look at your numbers, even though Mr. Willitson doesn't?
Yeah, I'm complete opposite of Willie. I look at them pretty often. I've always been a big numbers guy anyway, so not even just mine, but I look at everybody's. So, yeah, I do. Yeah.
I got to ask, since it's you told me it's your first time on the show, and I think you're right.
It is, yeah.
What brought you all the way here to Adrian from the far reaches of Hudson?
When I was maybe a sophomore, junior in high school, I always wanted to go south, actually. And then my senior year kind of flipped. I had a couple just looks around here. Went and visited, like, Schoolcraft, Jackson, and then here. And it was, just like he said, the winning atmosphere. And I knew some guys from the county, all the Onsted guys, Jake, Tecumseh, a couple other Adrian guys, Parker and Tristan. So I knew all those guys, and it felt like home here. So I did like it. Liked it a lot right away.
And obviously playing on the jewel of Division III baseball, too. Like, that's got to be cool, trotting out onto the mound or out to first base. You know, not to knock Hudson and all the great facilities they have, but you come to the Nick, and it's pretty special,
yeah,
right?
I mean, D3 just all over the country. I mean, this place is unreal, especially with the addition of the Dome this offseason, too. It's pretty legit, so.
Could you, and Mr. Willitson brought it up, the standard at Adrian, right? Like, we expect you to win. And I would have not liked to be a fan around the locker room a couple weeks ago or a week or so ago. Tough one against Alma.
Yep.
But, I mean, just the expectation is to win, right? And that's all Coach Rainey's done. Could you speak to that and now being your third year with this program?
Yeah, I've learned a lot just about this program being here, and it starts with Coach Rainey. I mean, he knows his baseball, but coming first is he wants to win, and he's gonna push you in the fall. I mean, we work out in the mornings, we play on the weekends, so it starts with him, and it's all through Coach Rainey. So,
switching back over, we do have your numbers. Brendan,
ooh,
Mike Prang texted me.
I don't know if I want to know him. It might mess me up a little bit.
Well, if I told you you're below 400 in batting average, would you believe me?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell our listeners he's pretty close.
In
20
that.
Games this year. Hey, Ambrose, I'll tell you. Keep your ears shut.
Yeah,
he's batting to 391.
I've seen
20
it,
games.
Yeah. Pretty legit.
Just one homer.
Just
we
got to
work
homer,
on that.
Yeah, I'm getting old. I don't have any juice
yeah,
anymore.
Getting old.
Yeah, I can't even put him out at practice anymore. It's driving me crazy. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, you're saving him, right?
Yeah,
saving him
for when we need him. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
We got a hitter here, and we got a pitcher. What's practice like? Do you guys do like live game type stuff where it's like, I'll for lack of a better term, ones versus ones? Like, Ambrose, would you pitch this guy in practice, or do you guys kind of separate yourself?
Yeah, I've seen him quite a bit. We would definitely in the winter, like leading up in January, February, we do a lot of live one versus one. So I pitched against Willie and the whole lineup a lot, but it's nice. I'd say I have the general advantage just because it's a lefty-lefty type matchup. So, but he's definitely had his swings off me, so.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to win 70% of the time. So
true, but. And you'd be a Hall of Famer if you won 30%
right.
of those, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Ambrose is obviously one of the strongest lefties in our conference, so it's being able to go against guys like Ambrose in practice early in the season sets the offense up for an advantage when we need it. So it's a lot of fun. It's a good matchup. I always enjoy going against Bros.
You're not kidding. He's 6-0 this year. Now you cover your ears. He's 6-0 this year. 8 appearances, a sub-2 ERA in over 34 innings. And this is not off of, I'll say, not competitive baseball teams. I mean, coach put together a schedule that puts you guys against some of the best in the country. And then you get into conference play, and the MIAA is not a slouch top to bottom. I think we've seen that. What do you think, Ambrose, has been the key to your success in getting these great numbers so far?
Yeah, well, I'll start with I have the best center fielder in the league, Jack Boyke. And then our corner outfielders, whether it's Jake, Jackson McGuigan, or Cam Oliver, I mean, they're going to cover a lot of ground out there. Willie, Chris at first, Nick Bruder, shortstop, pretty self-explanatory there. And then
yes.
Jimenez and Kate. I mean, it's a great defense overall. And then Gabe Jones, I know you talked to Gabe a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Big transfer. We've played with each other, played against each other, so I know
yeah.
Gabe a lot. But he's been great for us, a huge transfer. So I'll start with the defense, obviously. I mean,
sure.
One of the best defenses in the country, for sure. And then just staying in the zone, and I'm not a huge strikeout guy, so I let them put the ball in play and get a lot of weak contact. So that's been my key so far.
It's a great mindset. You just not try to strike people out.
Right.
If they swing and miss, they do it.
Right.
But your job is to throw strikes, right? And you know, if I went up to coach and I say, hey, what's the key to the victory today? He'd say, get hits and throw strikes. He might flip that order. He might say, throw strikes
yeah.
and get hits. But, like, baseball's pretty simple when it comes down to it.
Right.
I'll talk to the infielder for this one. New guy on the team, or maybe to me, the second baseman, he doesn't look like Rolando Jimenez.
No,
In fact, he's quite the opposite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's a tall kid.
Yeah.
What's the story with Casey Finn?
Just a hardworking kid. He's a sophomore this year, right? Casey is?
Yeah.
We saw from day one that when he came on campus last year that he has some very strong defensive ability. I mean,
oh, he was on the team last year.
He was on the team last year.
Wasn't a transfer.
No, not a transfer. Yeah,
wow.
On the team.
Okay.
He got some spot starts. He'd come in late game situations every once in a while. And then, like, his hitting just reached another level in the off season, and it's continuing through even now. I think he's come through in a lot of different things in a lot of different areas, and it's fun to watch. I love seeing it. So
yeah, saw him trot out and go, that's not Roe. He's about a foot taller than Roe. What is this? So good season thus far. Let's keep it rolling. You guys are on the road Wednesday, trying to take a couple from Albion, and then the big weekend coming up. Kalamazoo comes to town on Saturday. Are you there Friday, or it's just the one on Saturday?
There Friday.
Okay,
yep.
So one Friday and then back home Saturday. Boy, busy weekend. Best of luck to both of you, and moving forward, let's keep things rolling.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Once again, Ambrose Horwath, the Hudson native, the local kid, and then the guy from all the way up in Wisconsin, Brendan Willitson. That's a junior and a senior on the Bulldog NCAA baseball team. We will be back to finish up the ACL Access Show. Stacy, don't look at me like that.
Sorry.
Don't look at me like that. We'll talk during the break. Stacy and I are going to fight during the break, verbally. All right, we'll be back to finish up the show. We're talking golf when we come back here on the ACL Access Show. 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Saturday, experience Bulldog baseball or tennis, both starting at 1 p.m., or women's lacrosse at 4. Sunday, catch club softball starting at 11, or D1 club baseball starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Saturday, experience Bulldog baseball or tennis, both starting at 1 p.m., or women's lacrosse at 4. Sunday, catch club softball starting at 11 or D1 club baseball starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Saturday, experience Bulldog baseball or tennis, both starting at 1 p.m., or women's lacrosse at 4. Sunday, catch club softball starting at 11 or D1 club baseball starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Right back on the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. I'm Ian Wendt, your host. We have Josh Mitchell, our engineer. Stacy Mitchell off mic, off air. She won the verbal joust during the brief intermission. Coming up on The Cave, 8 o'clock, we'll start our coverage of the Men's Basketball National Championship, Michigan-UConn, so stay tuned for that. Thanks to our friends at Westwood One. If you can't listen, come on out to Frickers. South Main Street, place to be, good food. What did we have for dinner today? Stacy and I shared onion straws, pretzel bites. I had a BLT, and she had boneless wings. I would have had boneless wings if I didn't have them yesterday at Frickers on my nachos.
You didn't get the Parkmore chicken?
I did not get the... No. I did not get the Parkmore chicken. The sandwich? I think the sandwich is still here. Is it not? You can get the Parkmore chicken on Sunday. It's like strips. I did not get that on Sunday, no. The nachos look good. Rachel's like, can we just talk about golf? We can. Rachel Fay is with me. She's a women's golfer at Adrian College. Freshman from Petoskey. She comes to Adrian via Oakland University, transferred at semester. That's okay because in college golf, you play in both semesters.
Yes. Yep.
Is that the same at D1?
Yep. Yep. Can transfer as many times as you want.
And just keep playing golf. You don't
eligible.
Have to wait.
Yep, yeah. Immediately eligible. I'm very grateful for my opportunity to play right out of the bat for this season. So,
so you're originally from Petoskey.
Yep.
What made you decide, hey, I'm going to play college golf? Was there a moment where you're like,
yeah,
I'm good enough to number one play Division I golf, right, yeah, at Oakland? And well, what was the process behind that?
Yeah, I think so, you know, starting out, I used to be a big softball player. And, you know, I've kind of been like an athlete my whole life. And, you know, I started out golf, you know, when I was really young, just as like a little like, oh, I'll just play around, you know, just whatever.
Sure.
It's whatever. My dad is a PGA professional. So having him was kind of like a good person to have.
I would say great.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, I'll say great person to have for that. Yeah.
And I'm very grateful to him for the hours of lessons that he's given me. But yeah, so I kind of started out just, he put me in like a random golf tournament. It was my eighth grade year. I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go out, you know, whatever happens, happens. I ended up coming in second place in that tournament, and I was mad that I didn't win it. So I was like, you know what, I'm starting out.
I'm just going to be really good at this thing now, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I just knew from that moment on that that's, you know, what I kind of wanted to do with my life is play golf. And yeah, and then I was fortunate enough to, you know, work really hard and win some tournaments and able to get a scholarship to Oakland University to play for them, which I'm very grateful for. But yeah, that's kind of how I ended up there. You know, a lot of hours, a lot of work. You know, it's such a process, you know, trust the process and, you know, yeah.
And then you make your way to Adrian.
Yeah.
Obviously, you put your name in the portal, mm-hmm. right, being a college athlete.
Yep.
And how did the, I guess, second recruiting process go for you? Or did you, could you have your eye on Adrian before? Or mm-hmm. kind of, what was your journey here from Oakland?
Yeah, so it was a little bit of a tough transition at first, deciding, you know, this isn't really the place for me anymore. You know, Oakland had wonderful facilities, just fantastic people there. It was just like, for me, it just wasn't really the right place. So I decided, you know, like, I'm going to talk to my coach, you know, decided to get put in the transfer portal in December. And, yeah, you know, put myself in there, you know, looked at all different divisions and, you know, just tried to figure out, like, you know, where do I want to play? You know, because Oakland obviously didn't work out. So, you know, when Coach reached out to me, I was like, yeah, I'm more than happy, love to talk to you. Immediately just, like, fell in love with that. You know, our first phone call, it was just, you know, like, I just could tell, like, we clicked, you know, as coach and player, which mm-hmm. is something that I really, really wanted, you know. It's the first thing I look for when I'm, you know, getting recruited and whatever. But sure. I think the biggest thing was, for me, this time around being recruited was, you know, not necessarily looking at, like, the division per se, but more like, where do I belong? You know, where am I going to, you know, where is my game going to accelerate, you know, the best? And so I think Adrian, like, you know, the people here were very, like, the whole team was just so welcoming because they've never had somebody transfer here in the middle of the year before, which is different for them too. So, you know, I give them a lot of credit, and, you know, it's just, everyone's been so welcoming, and I just, you know, the facilities here too as well is just fantastic. And yeah, I'm very grateful for this opportunity.
All right, I want to get right to the nitty gritty.
Yes.
I am heading to Tennessee this weekend for family golfing. Mm-hmm. Can you give me a quick tip on golf? I mean, I am like, if I'm in the 90s, I'm good. It's been a struggle recently.
Yeah.
So if someone's in my position, maybe what do you think is the thing they should practice the most? If your whole game is mm-hmm. just very below average, what's the first thing you'd work on?
I think.
Don't say putting. I don't want to practice putting.
I think that the first thing is.
It's putting, isn't it? She's going to say that. That's fine.
It is, I would say, the first thing is the mindset of it. You know, golf is a very mental game, and, you know, it's one of the most mental games in sports, I think, in my opinion. You know, like, not letting one bad shot ruin the round, right? You know, not letting, you know, oh, I just three-putted, like, oh, gosh, like, you know.
And then you shank your drive.
Yeah, exactly, on the next hole, you know. So I think that, like, the biggest thing is just, you know, stay in the moment and, like, think about, like, you know, what am I doing? You know, like, what shot do I want to hit? You know, and I think also, like, the biggest thing, too, is that, like, those numbers are really going to come down, like, with short game. You know, if you can chip the ball close to the hole, you're going to make the putts, you know. And that's something, like, too, that I've realized, like, over my golf career that, you know, if my short game is good, it's going to be good, you know. And obviously we don't want to shank drives. And
obviously. I'm just saying if they happen.
Yes. If it happens, it does happen. I mean, but, you know, I think that, you know, learning to trust the process and really just, like, live in the moment and, you know, not focus on, you know, okay, what's happening in two or three holes ahead of this, you know, as opposed to just focusing on it right now. So.
Okay. And then we have 1 minute left. How do I fix my slice? I call it a power fade. What's
power
one,
fade.
Like, what's the,
power fade.
The power fade. What's, like, just the first quick tip you'd give somebody?
The first quick tip I'd give is you got to swing more to the right.
Is my face open when I'm coming through, or what do you think's going on?
I think that it's the swing path, probably, if you're hitting a slice. I think that you're chopping down on it.
An outside in?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, doing a little figure eight?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, I think that that's the main issue. Obviously, if your face is wide open, that could also cause some major slicing issues there.
Okay, well, that's good. I need that. our listeners need that.
Yeah.
Rachel, I appreciate all the knowledge. Best of luck to you and the Bulldogs. You're heading out to the west side of the state for the Hope Spring Invite.
Yep.
And then the MIAA Spring Final. And the Bulldogs are hosting that out at the Legacy Golf Course April 24th and 25th in Ottawa Lake. Rachel Fay has been my guest on the ACL Access Show. Rachel, thanks so much. Good luck the rest of the semester.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. I'd like to thank all of our guests today, including Rachel, Ambrose Horwath and Brendan Willitson with the NCAA baseball team, Avery and Kendra Clark with the NCAA softball team, and Mike Prine, the sports information director. For my off-air, off-mic co-host, Stacy Mitchell, for our engineer this evening, Josh Mitchell, for all of our listeners on The Cave, this has been the ACL Access Show. The national championship coming up next on Westwood One. You can hear that right here on The Cave. Big thanks to Frickers and all the folks out here for every week putting up with us for many, many hours. This is 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.